The Christmas Cafe at Seashell Cove, written by Karen Clark and read by Kate Rawson.
Chapter 1. Is that big enough for you?
I've had bigger.
The woman's mouth curled down in disappointment.
Especially from that young guy who used to work here.
How much bigger?
He knew I liked a generous portion.
I hovered the knife over a quarter of the chocolate cake.
Is that big enough for you?
The customer considered it through spiky eyelashes, as if its dimensions were as crucial to her life as breathing.
I suppose that'll do,
she conceded. I brought the knife down and began sawing, but instead of producing a neat wedge, the cake collapsed in on itself, buttercream oozing out of the middle and white chocolate shards shooting off the top.
You've got it upside down,
the customer pointed out, her voice dripping sarcasm.
I'm not very good with knives.
I flashed the blue plaster around my thumb, where blood had started to seep through.
You should see me with a spoon, though.
She gave me a revolted look, either squeamish or hangry, probably the latter. Being hungry was the only thing that made me angry. Let me try again. I passed the back of my hand across my lightly perspiring brow, then turned the knife over and swiped the blade through the cake, but it didn't resemble so much a slice as a heap of crumbs and frosting. I tried to stuff the buttercream back inside and pressed some shards of chocolate into the frosting.
You're not expecting me to eat that.
The woman's eyes almost vanished under the force of her frown.
I've been looking forward to my Monday morning cake all weekend.
It still tastes delicious. I pushed my finger through a drift of squished out buttercream, then licked it off.
It's yummy.
Tilly, what the bleeding hell are you doing?
Gwen, the cafe manager, shot over and tackled the knife off me before lobbing it at the sink, probably breaking one of the health and safety rules she'd drummed into me earlier. Ain't you got other work you should be getting on with? She waggled her head meaningfully in the direction of the cafe's new extension, which I'd been overseeing for the past couple of months and was in charge of styling. Unfortunately, there'd been a leak from a burst pipe, which meant the floor had to dry out completely before the new floorboards could be laid and the rest of the work completed, which was proving stressful with only a week until Christmas Eve, when the cafe was hosting a party. You know I can't do anything at the moment, I said, watching her hack out a fat slice of cake and heft it onto a plate for the disgruntled customer, waving away her money.
On the arse, she said, casting me a dark look that suggested Maitland's Cafe was on the brink of bankruptcy, thanks to me. Gwen, you're a superstar.
The customer's face transformed into an affectionate smile, despite Gwen's stony demeanour, and she trotted happily to one of the empty tables and whipped out a paperback. You were supposed to be covering for me on me break, not scaring the customers away. Gwen's narrowed gaze cased the cafe, which was empty, apart from the woman and a middle-aged couple at a table by the door, cradling cups of hot chocolate like baby birds. Both had beaming Santas on their matching Christmas sweaters. There aren't any customers to frighten away, I pointed out. There'd been a rush, which Gwen had managed single-handedly, but it had soon quietened down, thankfully, since I was learning that being a waitress was not my forte. Gwen clearly agreed.
Come back, Tamsin. All is forgiven, she grumbled, clearing up the mess I'd made, scraping what was left of the cake into a Tupperware box. Even Dom could slice a sponge, and he looked like he didn't know his own name half the bleeding time.